All right. So yesterday, the U.S. economic report came in. Q1 GDP is down.
Yeah, because of Trump.
The biggest danger to the Trump administration and their agenda
is themselves.
Is very clearly an economic downturn.
That too, yeah.
By far, it's not particularly close. I've been saying this now for months. If there were to be an economic downturn under President Trump, the rest of the very important agenda items that he is pursuing, everything from illegal immigration to wiping DEI out of the federal government, everything from rebuilding the United States military to DOGE, all of it goes out the window if the economy falls. Because the way the American people think about politics is quite simple when it comes to presidents and the economy.
I mean, okay, he's right here, and we'll finish playing this in 1 second, but we do have some massive breaking news regarding the economy. The Trump administration is in a very tight spot because they have put our economy on the verge of collapse. And keep in mind, this was all self-inflicted. This was an unforced error on behalf of Trump because the economy was doing relatively well. Yes, there were a lot of problems with wealth inequality and wages, of course, but we were on the verge of a recession in 2022, and Jerome Powell and Biden were able to stick the soft landing relatively well. Inflation came back down. We were on the right path, at least, even though the economy was far from perfect, and Trump has yanked us off of that path. This article describes how, in less than a week, our economy will be in a tight spot. I mean, let's just start here, and then we'll go back to Ben Shapiro. Make sure you drop a like, drop some blue hearts. And this thread reads, "The White House has put itself and the country in a bad position, but doesn't even realize it yet. Around April 10th, China to U.S. trade shut down, but it takes about 30 days for containers to go from China to LA. So we're technically still experiencing the trade from pre-Liberation Day. 45 days to Houston by sea and 45 days to Chicago by train, then 55 to New York. So there's going to be a massive delay in the effects. That means that there are no economic effects of what was done on April 10th until about May 10th, because it takes 30 days for these tariffed ships to reach the shore. Around that time, it's already started to happen. Trucking work is going to dry up. Warehouses will start doing layoffs because no labor is needed to unload containers, reducing the need for shipping labor. All of this will start in the Los Angeles area. And please, please, please do not mistake this as me trying to panic you economically. All of the advice from any person who has a respectable economic philosophy like Warren Buffett or anyone is just keep a steady hand. Do not panic. I can't give financial advice, but you never want to panic move around your money. Like in the 2008 crisis, if you would have done anything panicked or sold your whole portfolio, then you probably would have been screwed. So just let everything run its course. And my advice would be don't panic. But what do I know? What do I know? That being said, stocking up an extra toilet paper and toothpaste, that's not a bad idea. But I'm just worried that people are going to like panic sell all of their assets. But what do I know? I don't know anything. Don't take advice from me. This says, after about 2 weeks, it'll start hitting Chicago and Houston. Let's say the White House, after 3 weeks, changes its mind on May 31st. They say, quote, "This isn't working out like we thought it would. Tariffs back to zero." Let's say China then says, "Bygones be bygones. We'll go back to how things were." Let's say every factory in China that got screwed by their orders being canceled says the same thing. Quote, "No problem. We'll make and ship." The problem is, even under the most favorable conditions of China and the factories restarting economic ties as though nothing happened, it would take another 30 days before economic activity is activated and revived due to the 30-day delay between shipping. And that's just in LA. Remember, in Chicago, you'd then need to wait another 45 days. In Houston, 45 days. And New York at that point would still be getting containers from before April 10th because they have a 50-day delay. The whole situation is a bit like COVID lockdowns. I believe I said this at the beginning, but we are on the verge of a COVID-esque style lockdown. This says the whole situation is a bit like the lockdowns. Once you shut down, it takes a long time to get economic activity back to where it was, if you ever can. I was at the Trump rally, the 100-day celebration rally in Warren, Michigan a few days ago to debate his supporters, to push back, and a lot of them were saying, oh, it's just going to be like COVID. We survived COVID. The only difference is many, many people didn't survive COVID. Many people had their lives ruined. But number three, this is an unforced error, a self-inflicted error entirely. Now let's move on to this updated article from this morning. Some of the last cargo ships carrying Chinese goods without crippling tariffs are currently drifting into U.S. ports. And this builds directly off the back of what I was just reading, how there's a 30-day delay. So keep that in mind. Cargo ships from China loaded after April 9th will carry with them the 145% tariff that Donald Trump slapped on goods from the nation last month. Next week, those goods will arrive, but there will be fewer ships at sea and they will be carrying less cargo. For many importers, it is too expensive to do business with China. Yet China is still one of America's most important trading partners. It's where we get most of our clothes, footwear, electronics, and microchips, which power appliances, thermostats, and anything else that beeps. Businesses are making a difficult choice. Continue selling products from China at more than double their previous prices, or stop selling these products altogether. For consumers, that means that some products will be hard to find or may be expensive to buy. Listen to this. Quote, starting next week is when we'll see the arrivals of the tariff announcement, or the stuff that was tariffed on April 2nd. Remember, it takes 30, roughly 40 days. Said the executive director of the Port of Los Angeles. Quote, cargo coming into Los Angeles will be down 35% compared to a year ago. Imports into the United States during the second half of the year are expected to fall at least 20%, which means if there's less of a supply and the same amount of demand, prices will increase. JP Morgan expects a 75 to 80% drop in imports from there. That would essentially nuke the economy. Let's hear what little old Ben Shapiro has to say about it, because most conservatives have their head buried in the sand and their eyes closed. But I tuned into his show randomly this morning, and this dude is actually kind of like ragging on Trump's economic policy.
If the economy is good, the president gets the credit. If the economy is bad, the president gets the blame. It is really that simple. Well, yesterday, the GDP report came in, and it showed negative GDP growth. Two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth is typically termed a recession in sort of technical terms. Now, obviously, Americans are feeling very skittish about the economy in general right now. And feelings, unfortunately, don't care about your facts when it comes to the economy very often. Sometimes people feel worse about the economy than it actually is. Sometimes they feel better about the economy than it actually is. But all of those feelings tend to make themselves actually heard in the economic statistics eventually, because people are buying and selling and doing all of these things based on what they feel their own personal financial status is. According to the Wall Street Journal, the U.S. economy contracted in the first 3 months of 2025, as businesses rushed to stock up on imports ahead of the Trump administration's tariffs and consumer spending slowed. The Commerce Department said U.S. GDP fell at a seasonally and inflation-adjusted 0.3% annualized rate in the first quarter. That was the first contraction since the first quarter of 2022.
And this is self-inflicted, caused directly by Trump. I just had to point that out.
Consumer spending did increase at 1.8%. That is the smallest increase since mid-2023. Spending by the federal government fell, but the main driver of the first quarter contraction was, wait for it, the tariff war. Of course, of course. It turns out everyone has been on the edge of their seats. It's a roller coaster, this tariff war, at best. Investors have pulled their money out. If, in fact, they are spending, they are attempting to beat the tariffs to the table. They're essentially buying things, stocking up on imports before the tariffs hit. Net exports, the difference between what the United States imports and exports, subtracted nearly 5 percentage points from headline GDP. This was the biggest quarterly drag from net exports on record, dating back to 1947.
I actually feel like there might be a pretty good chance. Wait, did he say 1947? Damn. But I actually think there might be a pretty good chance that Trump's insane, unpredictable, erratic economic policy will make a lot of median voters look back on the Biden admin and realize that he had a steady hand. Obviously, we understand that Biden and Jerome Powell were able to stick the soft landing through having a steady hand and through some very careful legislation on Congress and Biden's part. But a lot of American voters think that Biden crashed the economy, or that inflation was terrible under Biden. That is just what is reflected in the polls. Many people think that. But after Trump's actual, like, self-inflicted sabotage economic policy, where he just wants to tank the economy, maybe people will realize, holy shit, the old man actually was just, like, had a steady hand at the wheel and was not crashing our economy.
So basically, imports actually radically increased because everybody was trying to get in under the wire before all the tariffs kicked in. Imports subtract from the Commerce Department's calculation of GDP because they represent the spending on foreign-made goods and services. So does this mean the economy is weak? It doesn't. The economy is not, in fact, weak. The economy, in the absence of the trade war, remains fairly robust at this point. Not like 5% GDP robust, but ready to grow. Deregulation and tax cuts without the trade war, and you'd have a booming economy right now, which is why I've been saying Peter Navarro needs to be fired. Just let Scott Bessent run this ship. That's all. Just let it happen. Because of lack of faith in the American economy, de-dollarization continues. This is foreign economies moving away from investment in the American dollar. According to Axios, the U.S. dollar index in Trump's first 100 days fell 9.5%.
So Ben Shapiro spends a good amount of the video just listing off the economic What's the opposite of accomplishment? The economic pitfalls that have been caused by the Trump admin over the past 100 days. And good, we're about to have idle ships. We're about to have empty ports. At the port of Shanghai in China, the biggest cargo ships are sitting idle. Shipping companies have even begun using smaller ships to move cargo as demand softens. Even so, sailings from China to the U.S. fell 60% in April, and we will see prices raise. Higher prices on store shelves coming in weeks. Once the cargo hits U.S. ports, the goods take as little as a few weeks to hit store shelves. And when the current inventory runs out, more expensive tariffed items will make their way onto shelves. There's a lot of concern right now. Right now, retailers are in the process of trying to figure out their back-to-school and Christmas orders and how and when they're going to place those. Lord have mercy, caused directly by the guy who promised to lower prices on day one. I will keep you all updated. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. See you in the next one. Peace out.